thank you for that, and welcome back to this show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Masterclass is a streaming platform where people can learn from the world's best, whatever their discipline is. And we're quite happy to welcome our guest, Joe Holder, who is one of the great master trainers and fitness gurus in the world today. And he is going to be on Masterclass, and we'll share his foundation for building a lifetime of good health. Joe, welcome to the show. I know you like to talk about the three pillars of wellness. Let's start with those three pillars, if you could.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me. I mean, basically, it's pretty straightforward, I suppose. It's kind of physical health, nutrition, and then mindset, kind of, and mental models. So I suppose very similar to how, you know, an athlete would approach their craft too.
How much of it is nutrition? How much of it is fitness? And how much of it is mental, do you think? Can you put a percentage on them?
I mean, always it's a tough question, but I guess that depends on what your goal is. For me, I think for the most part, what people will find is mental mindsets really do apply to everything relatively in your life. So I would say probably, you know, mental is likely 50%, diet, nutrition is probably about 30%, and then the fitness is about 20%. But I will say for a lot of people, the fitness is kind of the glue and the catalyst that'll push them forward or have something to ground their action in. Because even though the other two are more important, they're a little bit, in my opinion at least, they're a little bit harder to kind of get the hang of. But for the most part, you know, everybody remembers gym class, basic movements, fitness. I think that's really the grounding practice that gets you intrigued to everything else.
Yeah, it's something where, like, just for me personally, and I played multiple sports in college, and then I got a little beefy. And one time I lost a lot of weight just from diet. And then in the last year, I've lost a lot of weight from diet and then running a lot. And I'm 55 and people tell me, oh, you're going to hurt your knees. But for me, you're right. Like if I don't run, it all doesn't fit together. You know, I put them together in a way. So how do you involve how much, you know, you're not working with a world-class athlete. Let's say you're just working with a weekend warrior like me. How much do you sort of ally with the fitness and the nutrition?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it on the head. You got to start with what's easiest first. But, I mean, especially as you're aging, I mean, you know, you still got a little spring in those legs, but we all get a little bit older. Diet really becomes important. And then coupling that with the physical activity, because you look at that for mortality rates, right? You actually raised a really interesting point with like the running in the knees thing, which is a little bit of a myth. There's a recent, you know, book put out actually about this concept called exercise. And they looked at mortality rates with just a little bit of physical activity. And you basically could cut your mortality rate relatively almost in half by just, you know, 20 minutes of movement a day. So helping people ground themselves in that, that's why, you know, I have something that I like to call exercise snacks just to get people moving. And then that'll help you, I think, understand the complexities of diet and nutrition. So I guess, you know, to make it not a long-winded answer, start to move your body, you mentally feel better. You probably then don't want to feel poorly after you sweat and work out. So then you're more likely to want to eat a little bit healthier. And if eating healthier takes a little bit more time because you're moving your body, if you're not eating as well, your body will better be able to, you know, process that cheeseburger that you have once in a while.
Do you still have a cheeseburger once in a while, Joe?
I'm more of a plant-based, sometimes pescatarian guy, so I don't really eat red meat. But I will say I'm not dogmatic when it comes to food like that. I think it's fine. Like, you know, we're all going to, you know, pass away, unfortunately. Enjoy the cheeseburger. Meat can be a healthy part. I'm more of a dessert guy. Give me an apple pie, something like that, to have a little sweetness to it.
Very cool. We're speaking with Joe Holder, who's going to be on the master class. Joe is the inventor of the Ocho system. I'd like to hear about that, Joe.
Yeah, facts. You know, that started in college when I played football at University of Pennsylvania, and I dealt with a lot of injuries. I actually have a couple buddies who, you know, are in the NFL right now. And those injuries helped me, like, kind of recalibrate that if I wanted to get back on a playing field. So that's when I kind of started the Ocho system, where I started to realize that physical health ties into everything else. And it really simply just stands for, you know, one could help others and others can help one. I'm a big believer once you take control of your physical health, which goes into other areas, you know, like mental, emotional, even, you know, intellectual, financial, then hopefully that allows you to improve your social impact and give back in the world. So today, it's just kind of my, like I like to say, design system and philosophy that I come up with, you know, ideas out of, you know, consulting work, whether that be for brands like Nike and Dyson and things like that. It's just kind of a little bit of a life philosophy and design practice that I have, and I've seen success with it, and I'm very lucky for that. But, you know, it started on the field, breaking my leg and hit in my ankle, getting hurt pretty bad, and I just didn't want to stay down.
I think it's great that an Ivy League team will show up and it's like, uh-oh, it's the Quakers. You know, it's like the people that turn the other cheek.
Yeah, like quite literally.
But so who did you guys hate the most out of all your Ivy League rivals?
I mean, traditionally, the rivalry was with Princeton because they're over the bridge, South Jersey. But it was really Harvard because it was us and Harvard always really battling when I was there for the Ivy League championship. So Harvard was always the date that we circled on the calendar.
If I'm not Princeton. Mistaken, I think Mark DeRosa, wasn't he the Major League Baseball player? Wasn't he the Penn quarterback back in the day?
Good shout. Yeah, he came and visited. Ran some routes, caught a few passes from him. Yeah, he was there. You know, the current coach of the Browns, Penn alum, Brandon Copeland, played for the Patriots. Just got hurt though. He's Penn alum and starting lineman for the Jets. Greg Van Roten's also a Penn alum.
You go around the league.
Oh,
I mean, there are a lot of
Justin Watson. Yeah, he's on Tampa Bay.
Yeah. No, you go around the league and just the Ryan Fitzes and these other guys, Dave Burks. I mean, there are a lot of Ivy League guys, and I think they get overlooked sometimes because it's not the SEC, but there are usually some pretty good athletes coming out of the Ivy League.
Yeah, we're just late developers a lot. Or, you know, I think, you know, we academically, and we're just thinking maybe if it doesn't work out, we want something in our back pocket.
I know, that's the thing. I mean, if you ever want a good baseball book to read, it's called Odd Man Out. It's about a guy who went to Yale and got drafted, and he thought when he went to spring training, if I don't make it, I'm going to med school, and these other guys got to work at Dairy Queen, and it was nothing against them. But anyway, let's get back to your masterclass. It is available now, so how do people check it out, Joe?
Yeah, check it out. It's just, you know, Masterclass got some great classes on their streaming platforms. It's just masterclass.com/Joe Holder. I was kind of the first to open up their health and fitness vertical. And in the class, you got some workouts, you also a workout plan, but also some simple lectures that just kind of cut through all the excess noise surrounding fitness. So it's pretty dope. And if you really want to get into mindfulness too, another class just dropped, I think today, that has to do with mindfulness. So yeah, I mean, just get better, just democratizing education, taking the time to take care of yourself, especially if you're in the house a lot. I think it's important.
It's a holistic approach, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. At the end of the day, you know, it doesn't make sense to silo it out. Like, I've worked with pro athletes, I've worked with Olympians, they're my friends that have also been my clients. And if you really look at how they train and how they're taken care of, it's not just working out. They take care of their body in multiple capacities, including recovery, but more important, their emotional state, mental state. They have a team around them. I want people to, you know, think wellness exists outside of just simply the gym or physical activity, because there's so much more to life, to existence, and there's really just a way to create the best wellness practices that work for you. So if it was just all about fitness, then we would be a much healthier country. But there's definitely more to it than that, as you can see from the data.
That's Nike master trainer and founder of the Ocho System, Joe Holder, and his master class. Check it out. Joe, thanks for the time, man, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
All right. Big love. Thank you.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.